and I'm in a much better space now than what I was. So hello and welcome back to Traffic Talks. My name is Pyro. I hope you are doing well. This week, we are discussing the new month and how to make sure you are actually putting your best foot forward, even though we've come to the end of the road. If you know me, I would have sung that so beautifully. Let's get on to this week's episode. November has come at me like the world's fastest brick to the face. There's no other way to describe it. Like, that is literally what has happened this year. I blinked and it's November. I'm beside myself, but I'm glad that it has come this quickly because I have a lot of reflecting to do. It's beautiful, honestly. So November to me is basically the end of the year. I know we have a whole December, but if you've come a long time with me, you'll know I need to prep like a demon because of Podmas, which is daily episodes that I upload answering short questions. So it is a lot of work, but that is December. November is when I prep that work and I do a lot of things. And I actually had this realization to compare it to the step counter on my Fitbit. So those of you who don't know, or maybe if you have a similar thing on whatever fitness watch you use, there is a step counter that automatically tracks how many steps you do. However, there's a function that allows you to reach a certain amount of steps in an hour. And with my Fitbit, it's 250 steps per hour. But the last 10 minutes before the hour is up, a little vibration will go off and it will tell you exactly how many steps you need to hit in order to reach that limit within that hour span. The goal is to get you moving every single hour for at least 250 steps. And you can also set which hours you want to achieve this limit in. For example, you can say, okay, between the hours of 10 a.m. and 6 p.m., I want to do 250 steps an hour, and that's what you can do. At the end of the day, once it reaches that time, a little notification will go off on the watch and it will show the dots in green where you've hit them, and the ones where you haven't, it'll be blank. And this is kind of what I've mentally compared the months to, because sometimes there are months where we just don't hit that limit. We just didn't do what we meant to do or set out to do. And that's okay, because, you know, that pips us up for the next month. But November is that final dot that is just glaring up at me. And it's like, do you want this dot to be green or do you want it to be gray? What are we gonna do? What's the plan? And that's kind of how I see November. Am I just gonna fall flat and be like, you know what? It is what it is. Or am I just gonna take charge and push as hard as I can to do what I need to do before the year is up? That really made me think, because I like to plan things in advance. And having that little spark of sprint or just drop it, like just walk the rest, it's fine. You know, you've come a long way. That idea caused me sleepless night, not gonna lie. But it's been the best thing ever, because if you know, I've been using the 12-week goal system this year, and I decided to completely pivot from that and then change up what I'm doing. So I have set goals for the 12 weeks up until the end of November. I've stuck with it and I will stick with it until the end of the year, or at least my end of the year, which is the end of November. But I've also added a second layer to that, which is more of an overhaul of my lifestyle, my habits, and better outlining goals, because I've just been all over the place. It's not been good. So to get to the root of why I'm feeling this way has been annoying. It's been so much work. It's been hard, but it was worth it. easy things sometimes aren't worth it, hard things generally are. And I'm in a much better space now than what I was. So it has been very eye-opening. It has been very entertaining. And I have been so, so happy to do that. But I will give you the full rundown in the end of the year's Q4 recap. So that is an episode that is coming. Do not worry. But the point of this episode is understanding that you can start fresh anytime when things aren't working out for you. And not in a I'm giving up sense of the word. More of that was not serving me. It was not working for me. It was not working with me. And so I need to cut it off and try something new. It is exhausting all options until you find the best one. And then moving forward. Because we do not need to be doing things that aren't working. That is the definition of insanity. Doing the same thing over and expecting a different result. So do something different. One thing I always advocate for is gratitude and being in the present moment. Wake up and just be grateful. We've had weather recently that has just thrown a person for a loop. It was raining, it was sun shining, it was windy, it was cold, but the sun was there. I'm just like, what is this weather? And then we had wind, I think a week or so ago, that shook the roof. It was just howling. And that was when I was like grateful for four walls and a roof that didn't blow off in the middle of the night. People have been experiencing disasters because of the weather. So take a moment, be grateful, and then go on with your day, because that just puts you in a better mindset. Waking up and changing, as my mother says, turning the dial, has been refreshing. You've survived that heavy winds. You've survived that rain. You've survived everything up until now. Why give up? And that's the same thing for this year. You've come too far this long in the year to just throw in the towel and be like, you know what? Ugh, I'm fine. I'm good. No. Sprint that last bit. Give it all you've got. Because it's only a few weeks. It's only a few weeks. And then we're all on holiday. Then we're all in December. Then we all just jiving. Like, come on. Come on. Think of that end of year party. Think of the new year parties. Think of all the fun you're going to have then. And think of all the things you can say you achieved. Even if it's in the last month. Imagine you standing with your drink of choice by a pool. The braai wafting in the background. And you're talking to your friends and family of like, I came to November and I was just like, cool, let me just at least achieve this one thing, and I did. That's so good. That is great. Take this last bit of energy, knock one thing out. Just one. Just one. It is the Friday of the year. Put in that effort, get that last task done, and enjoy your December. Just go for it. Finish your streak strongly. Even if you messed up in the past year, it's okay. It's not gonna be perfect. But it's gonna be yours. It's what you did. Own it. Be proud of it. Okay? Let me step down from my soapbox so I can talk about the song of the week. Which, you don't need much. You literally just need the song on the freeway, windows down. That's it. Okay? Because this song is iconic. It's Eye of the Tiger by Survivor. And if you can't picture Rocky Balboa in your mind, I'm gonna need you to go watch them, okay? Just go watch the movies. It's the montages in that movie. Incredible, okay? This is the song you listen to when you need to get into a hyper-focused headspace in order to just get things done, tick off your to-do list. If you need to clean on a Saturday morning, pop this in your ears and go for it. That is all you need, okay? I'm done. I'm finished. Thank you for listening if you've listened this far. I will encourage you to keep being a better being and finish this year strong. I'll see you in the next one. Love you. Bye.